Yep.
Good evening. Welcome to the Manasquan School District Board of Education Combined Committee of the Hall meeting and regular public Board of Education meeting for August 16, 2016. Call to order. Opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10:410-10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We don't have a quorum, but we're going to take a roll call, and we're going to continue until we have a quorum before we vote. So please roll call.
Mrs. Bassone. Mr. Burns.
Here.
Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mrs. De Palma.
Here.
Mr. Fiore.
Here.
Mr. Gardner.
Here.
Mrs. Garabiuli. Mr. Lopretto.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino. Mr. Serino. Mr. Vitale. Mr. Warren. We do not have a quorum at the moment.
Okay. And Mr. Pellegrino and Mr. Warren are traveling this week. That's why they're not here at the meeting. Our mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnerships with the community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases, by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. So we're going to go right to presentations, and I am going to ask Dr. Cajun, I'm sorry.
Sure, that's fine. Can you go to the podium, please?
Me too.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank the Board of Education again for giving us the opportunity to start off our meeting, whether it's just a committee meeting tonight or it's the Board of Education meeting, and recognize and congratulate a student who's represented Manasquan so well. Daniel didn't just win, as you can see, an essay contest, but Daniel won for the entire state of New Jersey. Focusing on the concept of just doing it, which is a theme wrapped around substance use throughout the state of New Jersey. And before Daniel comes up here, I just want to preface this with the fact that he not only won a contest, but won a contest focusing on language arts literature. That is such a compliment to his parents, his family, his teachers, the superintendent, and the Board of Education. And Daniel, your efforts made us all look good, and for that, I want to say thank you. Can you come up here, please? Now, if you think about it, and if we do the math, we have about 600 districts in the state of New Jersey, of which I'd be willing to bet that they have a 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade somewhere in there in all 600. So you take 600, and you figure there's at least, let's say, out of the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, 20 classrooms in all those districts. That's at least 100,000 students that you're up against, right? Nice. And we finished first.
That's awesome.
What I have here is the Just Don't Do It essay that you wrote. Is that it?
May I?
Okay, I'll do my best. Lung cancer, cavities, tooth loss, incarceration, and death. These are all consequences of doing drugs. I know drugs can lead to death. I had two people on my street who were doing drugs and both lost their lives. I know that I will not do drugs because I care about myself and others around me. I would never want my parents to have to go through what my neighbor's parents did. It was so sad to watch them lose their kid and try to go on with life. I care a lot about myself. I know that drugs can ruin my chances of playing any sports. I work out and am trying to eat well so that I can stay healthy and play sports in the future. If I turn to drugs, all of that will go down the drain. I also have friends who like to play sports and be healthy. I think that will keep us all safe from drugs. I care about my family too much to start using drugs. My mom and dad do everything for me. They help me with schoolwork and practice, make sure I am eating and sleeping well. You most certainly should. They deserve to have a kid who works hard and they can be proud of. I don't think they would be proud of me if I was doing drugs. I know they'd be proud of me if I don't. Okay. Check periodically to make sure that the lollipops that we give out are the correct ones, and I am awful glad I did that, because you have Amy Edwards' Power Saver Advisor lollipops, which I will replace in time for school with the real one. You can hold this until then, and then we'll exchange them, just so you know I'm going to do it. Okay? Awesome. Congratulations, guys.
No, you don't need a roll.
No?
Okay. So we're at number six now, which is acceptance of minutes. Recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of July 19, 2016. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed session, executive session, no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes? Jean, and a second. Mark. Any discussion on the minutes? Roll call.
Mr. Burns?
Abstain.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Abstain.
Mrs. Garrett Mueller?
Yes.
Mr. Libretto?
Yes.
So now we're.
Was there five and two?
Yes, six.
And six, right.
So we did our presentations and we're going to nine.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine. So discussion items for August 16, 2016 agenda.
Yes, now it's time for the committee of the whole. regarding education, curriculum, and technology, we are moving forward with our one to one initiative. We're working diligently to get all our computers set for the start of the school year. And we have how many technology conferences going on this week for the teachers, Jess?
10 in total.
10 in total, which I'm going to say there's over 100 staff members actively engaged in those. I'm thinking you have 600 districts in the state. No, I'm only kidding. Correct? About 100. I know there was at least 52 as of today, and we do have several more that we'll be having.
Yeah, many are signed up for multiple workshops.
Right. Okay. Regarding staff hirings, the personnel to be discussed in executive session, we have our art teacher, our social studies teacher, our treasurer of school monies, our summer skills, our clinical social worker, our coordinators, and our board certified behavioral analyst, as well as our two special education paraprofessionals who are on the agenda to be hired tonight. With that, we have some policies that you were sent with the Friday update. Of those, we have our student suicide prevention, management of head lice, with the medical term for head lice, unmanned aircraft systems, our voluntary random testing for student alcohol or drug use. There are some options, however. Our policy for voluntary random testing for student alcohol or drug use has been sent to Strauss-Esme. We got it back, and it is back intact, and it is this policy the way it reads now. I believe this can be the second reading tonight because nothing substantive was changed in the reading from the last time. So we don't have to go to first reading this evening. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. Regarding head lice, we have some options. It's $84.54, and we can choose only one option in the first section. And the two options read, option number one, the presence of nits, the eggs of lice, without active head lice will not prohibit a child from attending school provided proof of treatment has been provided to the nurse and there is no evidence of active head lice in the student's hair. Or the presence of nits, the eggs of lice, will prohibit a child from attending school until a parent has provided proof of treatment to the school nurse and there is no evidence of nits in the student's hair. That was B. I checked B, feeling more secure with the absence of eggs of lice and nits being in a child's hair. However, the discussion is yours. Would you like A, the presence of nits without active head lice will not prohibit a child from attending school, or the presence of nits will prohibit a child from attending school until the parents provide a proof of treatment to the school nurse?
Yeah, I think B.
B.
B, yeah.
Okay. Also, the policy asks to choose the grades that this will focus on. And I checked grades kindergarten through 4, 5 through 8, and 9 through 12.
Yes.
Is there a diminishment of the that type of activity as the kids get older? Or is
not
it,
anymore.
Not anymore?
They said that it's now they're seeing rampant in the older kids because of selfies.
Okay.
It used to be a young kids issue.
Yeah, because when I read it,
hugging.
My recollection was that.
Yeah, they were always hugging and all that other stuff, but now they say with the selfies, it's rampant in the older kids.
I just think we're protected if we can
hold.
And there was also an option, and I'll read it to you, which I checked, and if you don't want it, I'm fine with that as well. When a case of active head lice has been identified by the school nurse shall perform a head check of any of the infested student's siblings in the school. If a sibling attends a different school in the district, the school nurse and the sibling's school will be notified, and the school nurse may conduct a head check for the siblings. In addition, anytime the school nurse has identified active head lice, the school nurse may conduct a head check on other students in the school who are most likely to have had head-to-head contact with the infested child. All other students to be checked shall be identified by the school nurse in consultation with the school administration. Parental approval shall be obtained by the principal or designee or school nurse. I just think I like to cover all bases. I think that does. If you think that's too intrusive, let me know.
Everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Martin?
This one.
All right, okay. You look like you were thinking this way.
Can we put something in if a parent notifies the school that they found it at home, that they can also notify? Because I know that doesn't happen now.
Mm-hmm.
If a parent notifies that they found it at home and calls the school nurse on their own accord and tells them, we found it, they don't notify the rest of the students, parents, that there is a head lice case in the classroom.
The reason I'm hesitating is because we can change a policy that's not mandated, if I'm correct, in regards to something that's not going to change the significance of what's contained within by adding things like that. But if it is a mandated policy, I don't have the right to change anything that's in it.
Well, you can add to a mandated policy as long as what is mandated is included in the policy.
Okay. Sure. So what Heather's saying, we could add if everybody's in agreement with that.
So I think mm-hmm. the reasons parents call
right.
is to let them know, and then nothing, there's no right. notification for the rest of the people.
Everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Heather, we're only notified when there's a number of cases?
No, you're only notified if it's found in school. Currently, you're only notified, like those letters okay. that come home, that there was a case found in kindergarten or first mm-hmm. grade. You're only notified if they find it, if the nurse is the one who finds it, or that gets sent down.
No,
but if
I
a
see.
Parent calls and says, Sunday, I found out that my kid had, I found lice, and they're being treated, they don't notify anybody else.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll add that. All right. Thank you. Unmanned aircraft systems. I know it sounds strange, but I think if you read the policy, it's something that is happening, and I would hate to think that we didn't have a policy if there was a type of drone that was sailing around and hit somebody on school property. So as you look at this particular policy, it does have some options. And the options that I check read as follows. However, the Board of Education may authorize the use of an unmanned aircraft system on school grounds for an approved school district purpose that is owned and operated by a contractor if it's approved by the Board of Education. Such request must include documentation to include the pilot certificate, medical certificate, certification, aircraft registration, etc., supporting the contractor's compliance with all applicable Federal Aviation Administration regulations and any state and local laws for the operation of an unmanned aircraft system and proof of insurance coverage for the specific use as required by the Board of Education. The minimum insurance coverage shall be determined by the board after consultation with the board's insurance company and board attorney. That's the first one that I checked. Does anybody feel we don't need this policy?
Are there any known incidents where someone tried to operate one, say, for example, for a football game?
No, but the reason this came to mind was because I remember at the Garrisons when we were talking about the field and the school letting me know they had a drone if we wanted them to take aerial photographs. So I know it's becoming more prevalent in the construction world. So, and the second one, which I also checked, the use of an unmanned aircraft system on school grounds for school district purpose that is owned and operated by the Board of Education or owned and operated by a student used in an approved school district program must be operated under the supervision of a school district staff member. I checked this because with the Engineering Academy and as we're moving forward with a lot of the technology, maybe something like this might occur. So I wanted to be more proactive than reactive and figure if we had it, we have it. Okay. No, good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Regarding students, the reason I skipped over 5350 is we already have this policy and it's only an update, the student suicide prevention. There are options, but you've already chose the options in our current policy. And it was updated by just including taking 6A915-1 out and putting in 6A9C-3 because that particular statute was rewritten by the current commissioner. And so it's 6A9 now and C instead of 6A915. So that's why I didn't do anything with that policy.
What are the grades that are indicated? The copy we have is blank in our policy. What are the grades?
Mm-hmm. In grades 6 through 12.
Okay.
Yeah. other thing I had to report on this evening was the harassment, intimidation, and bullying self-assessment, of which the possible total number of points that we could have gotten was 78, and we received 71. The reason we received 71 is, and I'm going to question this, the self-assessment was not on our website, which I believe it was, and our school safety team only met once for the year. And I know, Lynn, you meet monthly with our school safety team. I don't know if they meet the district school safety team or the safety team from the building. So I'm going to check on both of those. But we lost points because of those two things. Okay.
That's it?
That's it for me. Now the vestibule window bid?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we had the bid opening for the window vestibule project at the end of July. The bid award is on the agenda this evening. It's items 45 and 46, which can be found on pages 6 and 7. One of those resolutions is also to award the contract to SLS Construction. The contract and the bid have both been reviewed by Mr. Gross's office, and we have letters on file that legally they have passed the review. We expect to have our first pre-construction meeting with the contractor and the architect next week. Under buildings and grounds, we had a Department of Corrections here the first week of August, and the program went smoothly. There were approximately 5 inmates and 1 guard in the program this year. During the week, the parking lot lamp lines and the curbs were painted. Mr. Bigley, our facility manager, was supervising the program. And in addition, we have placed dates for the summer of 2017 on the agenda. The first 2 weeks in August is our request. And that's item number 20 on page 4. Regarding a project update, the second phase of the high school athletic complex sod was due to begin yesterday due to the weather in the Midwest. We were pushed back to today. The equipment is here. They will be here starting tomorrow to lay the sod, weather permitting. At the end of last week, we had a water main break in front of the parking lot for the board office. The water main that broke had it was a 3-inch water pipe that had a crack in it, and that supplies the water to the IA building. So that was that's been repaired. This afternoon, our electrician began installing the LED lights in the elementary school gymnasium. The cost of the 24 lights being purchased and installed are covered by 2 different grants. One is Sustainable Jersey for Schools, and the second grant is through the New Jersey Clean Energy Program. And we expect that to be a two-day job, so that should be completed this week. Are there any questions about those updates? Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Good.
Good tonight, you know.
Superintendent's report, enrollment. No report for the month for the enrollment or attendance, and I already focused on the harassment, intimidation, and bullying that we had, so I believe that.
Okay. So can I have a motion to approve and accept the superintendent's report?
Marty. Second.
Roll call. Roll call.
Can you please tell me who first is that?
First was Martin. Okay. Second was Joe.
That's okay. Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo?
Yes.
Carried.
Okay, now we're at number 11, which is our public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allowed a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minute duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through the presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluations of the performance of promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Do we have any comments?
Hello.
Hi.
Susan Gilbert, 512 Brighton Avenue, Spring Lake, and my son is heading into his junior year. So I have questions pertaining to the use of the Seward Armory for the fields for this year. And if you'll forgive me, I want to start with a question of clarification first. Since we have lost the director of athletics to his resignation, retirement, I don't know if it has been covered in a previous meeting, if there is somebody that is taking over those responsibilities. I know that Mr. Reed was appointed as a vice principal. I don't know if some of those athletic responsibilities have been delegated to somebody else.
Sure.
Mr. Cahill has been appointed the supervisor of extracurricular activities and athletics. And I've had two meetings this summer with the General Peroni, as well as several meetings with his Lieutenant Commander Gary, who's in charge of the facility. And they've been great with us. In fact, we have, because we are putting the sod on the field, no one's able to practice on that until October 1st. So we went down, and Bernie Bigley and myself first, and we found places that we needed for the football team to practice and the soccer team. And they've been great. We have an air-conditioned classroom down there. We have the ice. And I talked to Kevin Highland, who was here this evening, and he said everything's working out great. In fact, the 15th, Mr. Coppola went down to the field. He made sure everything was ready to go. And Mr. Cahill's been down there probably on a daily basis spending time. So the Army camp is servicing us well. And we did sign an agreement with them for the year, which cost a little extra this year because we're going to be on there until October 1st with our football team.
So it's primarily for football, soccer,
no,
or lacrosse?
No, well, it's for all of the sports that we have that are getting ready for the fall season, just like every year.
Right. So my question leads into, and although I'm not representing, you know, there are concerns for a particular team, and that would be cross country. And I understand from the change of the conference assignment that there are apparently home meets that need to be held for the cross country. Now, I may not have that completely accurately, but I'm hearing from my son that they don't have the appearance in all of the same conference. I'm not sure if it's scheduled meets, but it's. I know last year they had a dual meet with Wall. It was, I think, their only dual meet, but I believe that with the change of conference, they will have more dual meets. And in that capacity, they need to have some at home. So my question was, because I did not know who to direct this question to within the school system, if there has been any other place that has been looked at for utilizing for cross country, because running around the open field is probably not as conducive to cross country meets. Certainly the kids are required to tackle much more significant terrain in other places. I don't know if there's been any outreach. I mean, we use the Atlanta Club for swimming. We're using Devlin Gymnastics for gymnastics. Mm-hmm. How about something more appropriate for cross country? So I don't know if it's something that can be looked at, whether it's the reservoir, if there is something with the Atlantic Club that is conducive to trails through the Atlantic Club. I don't know if anybody's looked into it.
Yeah, I feel remiss because I don't have an answer for you. But I do know from hearing questions like this in the past, once I started to investigate, I found out that the history here is such where there have been appropriate conditions for students to participate in so-called home meets. Now, I know we can't have a home meet here because of the nature of how we're fixing the field, but I don't think this is new to Manasquan. I think this had to be covered in the past. So I definitely will speak to Mr. Cahill tomorrow. I'll get an answer for you. And if he hasn't, which I'm pretty secure in the fact that I'm sure they have looked at this, and we'll find out an appropriate place.
That would be great, because I'm really not sure that there have been home meets in the past. Kind of the running joke with the kids and coaches was that they're undefeated at home, cross country and track, because they haven't had home meets. So in fact, I think with Mr. Roach, not this spring, but last year, they were considering making up shirts, undefeated at home. So, you know, it's just a thought that we pursue more appropriate places for other teams, and I think it's worth looking into.
I agree. Every student athlete deserves the same chance. We'll look, and I'll see what we have. But I'm sure they've looked at it, and call my office.
Okay.
Right.
And that kind of leads into, I mean, we're, you know, winter track and spring track will be here before you know it. I'm just curious if the division that they're now in, or the conference that they're in, if that's requirement that there's a hosting of home meets, well, then what's going to happen with winter and spring track?
I don't think they can require that. My focus was to ensure that we had a good practice facility once we focused on the field. And to be honest with you, we couldn't really create what we decided would be the best. So we created what we could. You have an area for the hurdles. You have an area to practice for the 100-yard dash. You have an area to practice for the 400, the 800. You have some two turns there. And you also have a place to the right of the field hockey and softball fields down below where you can do the high jump, the discus, the shot put, and the pole vault.
But those are probably, are they set up and
they will be, they will be
point,
set up.
Or not yet.
And we also have plans to put the top layer on the new track that we put down to practice on next year. We've gotten the approval to use what we have, but that's $65,000, and we are going to put it into the budget so we can get that on. And I think it's a quarter inch, Lynn, the multi-surface that we have.
But that's what,
okay.
2017,
yeah,
2018.
We've done what we could.
I know.
And I'll definitely check with Pete tomorrow, and just give me a holler. I'll be leaving district around 8:45 because I have to go to the prosecutor's office, not for me, to represent the county. And we're having a meeting with the prosecutor because he's got some things to tell superintendent.
Tomorrow, or you want me to check back with you like Thursday, Friday, next week?
No, you check back with me tomorrow because I'm going to tell Pete right away. And if I don't have an answer, he'll call you.
Okay.
I mean, this is simple. This should have been looked at already. So
and
I'm sure
I understand
has.
The track has a lot of grass growing in it, probably because of seed and stuff that was going down.
Our track out here?
Yeah.
We just put a new macadam track in there.
When did that go down? Maybe the grass was growing before I saw.
Yeah,
because it was
before.
Just the gravel that was there.
Yeah, and right now we sodded the multi-purpose field, and tomorrow, as you heard tonight,
yes,
we're going to continue to sod the rest. So that will all be sodded, and we can't use it till October 1st because it's got to settle. The new section.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very
much.
Thank you. Anyone else? Seeing no one else, we will go to our Manasquan general items. And we would like to lump them together, going from number 12 to number 33. Does anyone need anything separated? So then I would need a motion and a second for items 12 through 33 for Manasquan general items. Jean, please, second. Martin. A roll call.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Vitani.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett-Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Loffredo.
Yes.
Gary.
Okay. Now we are at our Manasquan sending district general items. I'd like to also lump them together from number 34 to 51. Does anybody need anything separated? So I need a motion and a second for numbers 34 through 51. Okay, Nora and Joe. And I need roll call.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mrs. Palmer?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Abstain from number 48, Richard Reed. Yes to all others.
Mr. Lucretto?
Yes.
Carried.
Okay, we are now at number 52, which is old business, new business. Does anybody have any old business or new business? No? Okay, so now we are at number 53, which is our second public forum on anything on the agenda and anything not on the agenda. Do we have any questions?
Carl Straub, 27 Willow Way. It was mentioned that there was some change in the conference for some sports. What changed?
They changed our conference, Carl, last year. And now we're going to be in opposition to different schools. There was a realignment in the conference. Okay.
Same size?
No, schools? Unfortunately for us, we are competing against several Group 3 schools. The majority of our conference has numbers larger than we have. I wrote a letter. I also called the state. I spoke to state representatives. And they wouldn't change it. So if we have to wait 2 years for another realignment, I think it's unfair. When I said it was unfair, they told me it was strange that Manasquan was saying something was unfair. So I don't know what that meant, but that's what they told me.
Well, so we have a bigger challenge. Okay.
Yeah.
I was curious about that. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else? So we are now at number 54, executive session, whereas the Senator Byron M. Bauer Open Public Meeting Act, NJSA 10:4-6, provides that Manasquan Board of Education June hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or are one of the 9 subject matters listed in Section 12B of the Act, and whereas it is recommended by the Superintendent that the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on the state in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Manasquan Board of Education that the board shall go into executive session to discuss the following items. Number 7, litigation or contract matters, attorney-client privilege, and number 8, personal matters, hiring, and leave of absence. Items discussed in executive session will result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. So I need a motion and a second to go into executive, or if anybody opposes. Okay, so Mark and Joe. First and second, and does anybody oppose?
All those in favor.
No.
All those in favor.
No. All in favor. No roll call, right?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Anybody
opposed?
Anybody opposed? No. All right, we're gonna go into executive. Action will be taken. I'll meet.
But it was too short.
No. You know.
It was hot.
No.
Can I please don't? And they guess like you were totally kidding. And then they complained it was hot. I'm like, you're wearing pants.
Yeah.
And a long sleeve dress.
They were dressed appropriately.
Okay. So I need a motion to come back in to public session. Gene?
Second.
Yes. And Heather? Second.
All those.
Roll call?
All those in favor.
Was that right?
All those in favor.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Lucretto?
Yes.
We have Farm?
Okay. So we will, I need a motion for Manasquan personnel items number 55 to accept the Manasquan items in a second.
Just for Manasquan.
Just for Manasquan right now. So, Martin and Jill? And roll call, right? Roll call.
Mrs. Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Lucretto?
Yes.
Carried.
Okay, now we're at number 56, Manasquan Sending District. I need a motion to accept and a second. Okay, will work. And Jean, a second, the roll call.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fury?
Yes.
Mr. Gardner?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Abstain from James Frieda and abstain from Michaela Reed. Yes to all others.
Mr. Lucretto?
Yes.
Carried.
Okay. Number 57, which is, do I have a motion to adjourn? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Do I need a second?
Need a second.
Okay, second. Joe? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
You might have a problem with that last motion, because you only have six yes votes for personnel item. So you might have to re-vote on that at your June, September meeting. Seven yes, 52 abstain.
So just a little.